Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome to the Idiots Radio Show. It is Pride Week in Philly, and in honor of Pride Week, and just because we wanted to hang out with our friends, we brought down Gay Talk 2.0 and Drinks with Jess star. Jess is with us tonight. Guys, introduce yourselves, please.
Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm the host of Gay Talk 2.0.
Hello, I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Nick or Trist.
And I'm Jess.
And then I do this every Monday night with my friends.
Shmo the intern.
And Chris Hayes.
Now, I'm just going to warn you ahead of time, that, you know, our listeners, that this show is probably going to get insane tonight. So, the last time these guys were on, they had Shmo strapped up in some leather bondage thing.
Yeah, it was nice. It was comfortable, actually.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So
I'm sort of kind of missing my themes. Our theme song, though.
I know.
You remember that? It's like, and when the gays, and when the gays
come marching,
and when the gays come marching in.
That was epic.
It was a Ray Ray original. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. They're down from Connecticut. They went to Pride Fest in D.C., right?
Well, we went to the National Pride March, which occurred on Sunday in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And they had their Pride Parade on Saturday, which we completely missed. Sorry about that.
He forgot to check the dates.
Yeah, we were horrible. But it was an amazing experience. We went out. We were able to participate in the actual march, which, you know, just for me, looking back at it now, 20 years from now, when someone says, hey, do you remember when that happened? I'll be like, yeah, I was there, you know.
Right.
No different than when back in 1993, they'd had this huge march on D.C., and it was just as memorable. So, yeah, it was an amazing experience.
That's cool. How was the crowd?
The crowd was great.
Pretty fucking gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
including.
Shocking.
Including Nick. He was spinning around like Wonder Woman in the middle of.
And coming from him, that means a lot.
I had the over under at 5 for the Blue Oyster music. That's
what I was waiting for.
You know what's funny? I was
it's
at work.
Going way over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jim, it's good to see you again, my friend.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, good to see you.
I forgot. Yeah, behind the man behind the glass, the genius behind our show, The Idiots. Big Jim, the producer's with us.
Grab him by the pussy.
There you go.
That's awesome.
It's a dead-on ringer impression, too.
Yeah. That's true.
So what's been going on in Wildfire? Tell us.
Oh, God.
How
we have
guys doing?
All kinds of different shit going on around here. It's cool. I mean, you saw the studios definitely changed since you were here.
Absolutely. Yeah. It looks fantastic in here. I see that you guys got some cameras.
Changed some light bulbs.
Yeah.
Schmo doesn't have to sit on my lap.
Well, no, that's still going to happen.
He does anyway.
Oh, that's coming, baby. That's coming.
He does anyway. We do have a new portrait.
Yeah, we do. I don't know if you noticed the...
Schmo's muse, if you will.
And B. Davis picture that's posted on our wall there.
You're going to be getting down with that?
Oh,
she's kind of decomposed at the moment.
That's all right. I still dig it up and dig on it.
You dig a lot of things.
She's a little ashy. She's a little ashy now. Yeah, true story. What did they give the the turnout number was? Have they given any comment?
I haven't seen a number yet. I've been waiting to hear it. There was a lot of people, I can say that.
Yeah, I'm sure there were. I was at work. It was a double, but I didn't see, like, I came home and I watched the late night news. I didn't see a whole hell of a lot of coverage. I
just
kind of disappointed.
I kept up with Tom's Snapchats that were mainly of Nick and Chris. Yo, your face when you were videoing them too. On the one Snapchat, Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny, man. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
These two.
It got a little messy.
It was like the father brought his two gay kids with him.
I just like that because Chris never had a shirt on.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's never like me. That is not like
me. I mean, I'm naked,
know,
like,
dude,
all over the tri-state area, but I was pretty impressed.
I think he was drinking bourbon.
Really?
It was one time.
Yeah. It was one quadruple shot, sir. Thank you.
It was
bourbon will do that, dude. And it's like, look, you look like you could be okay, like taking off your shirt, walking around in public. He'll be like, hey, I'm driving by, I've got cheese curls. I'll be like, great. I just walk out in my tank top, which you can't even tell is a tank top because I'm that fucking pale.
And by the way, I think your show for the next week should be called like Gay Lobsters because you guys are like beet red.
It was
hot.
She's got like a permanent white beard.
I can't believe you burn. You look like your same complexion as
well,
me.
Well, okay, so a lot of people, I'm Latino, I'm Puerto Rican. And
what?
And a lot of people say.
Are you?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I'm going to cut you.
Yeah, he's Puerto Rican. He's definitely Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Oh, and who is this?
There she is.
Holy shit.
What the hell are you wearing? Just walked in here.
What am I wearing? That looks good.
Oh,
damn.
Sweet Mary.
Oh, my goodness. You want this chair? I'll sit there.
Yeah. Or I'm sure I can.
Wait, let me see
you know. Scoot okay. over.
You're like right there.
Jess, I know. Jess, I know. Jess is Jewish, but she looks like Christmas morning, like a child.
The bust.
A Jew on Christmas. I love it.
This is actually the first time I've met Jess, and when we pulled in, I was like, God damn, she's so hot. I have a crush on a lesbian and I'm a gay man. I don't get it.
That just means I'm doing my job.
There you go. Right.
Well, you're doing it well because I walked in and I was like, holy shit, I got an instant boner. Like, literally, we pulled up and I'm like, who's that guy? Yeah. I was like, he's hot. He's kind of short, but hot.
You got to pull up the suit. You got to pull up the suit pics from the weekend.
There
you
go.
Shall we dance? No,
we got to get Nancy a pair of headphones.
Do we have another adapter?
Yeah, I don't know if we have it.
No.
If we do we have a jack?
Yeah, we get Mimi once too.
we forget character names.
I have another headset if we have an adapter.
I don't know if we do or not.
I think we might all be plugged in, right?
Well,
can you hear everything?
All right.
Yeah, we'll make it work. We'll make it work.
This is pre-production. This is failure.
This is when we stood outside for an hour.
Yeah, so
guys.
And then Larry's schmo's like, it's 6:27. We're like, oh shit. Yeah. Everybody starts grabbing everything and coming inside.
No, it's our guests who remind us what time the show starts at. What, 6:30?
Sometimes.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
No, but DC was hot. It was hot and it was insane. And it was so hot that I felt like I had each one of my testicles attached to each one of my thighs.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's like stuck. It was just that hot.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you go out to the bars and you come out of the hotel and immediately you just start sweating. And then we went to all the bars.
Right.
It was the tit sweat. That was the ringer. That was the best part. I've been loving those titties all weekend.
He has. I'll hate you for that. No, but, you know, we had a good time. We went out to the bars. We went to this bar called the Green Lantern where they do karaoke and we were drinking and throwing down shots. And
right.
Then we went down to JR's, which is another great, you know, spot down over by the DuPont Circle. And all the other places that we went to, it was amazing time. It was a good time. We drank a lot.
Yep.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah. We drank a lot.
Yes, we have some wine. Can we get the lady some wine?
I got you. Yep.
Thank you, Chris.
It's like on it. Chris is like, I got this.
I couldn't not bring wine if the guys were coming.
I know. We should start drinking. Did everybody start drinking already?
Yeah.
Salute, my friends.
No. Can we get Mimi a cup first?
And then we'll get Mimi a glass.
I'm an asshole.
I think I don't look out for you.
I'm an asshole.
It's finally wonderful to meet you in person because I've heard your voice on the show. And we didn't meet because you weren't on the show the last time we came down last year.
No, and I've heard a lot about all of you. And it's great to meet you as well.
Great. To meet you, honey. She's very pretty.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
And the rack on her. I'm a gay man, by the way. This is crazy. I'm like, shit.
The bust.
Give him the whole view.
I prefer to shop off the rack.
She's like,
come on.
She's like, Andy, they're gay men. They don't need the view.
Yeah, you
if
do.
They wanted
no,
the view, they go watch it.
No, because she'd be like, totally comfortable. Like, oh, yeah, it's pretty natural.
Wait, I'm getting dressed tonight. I'm thinking, oh, we have guests on the show tonight. There's going to be people in the studio. Let me, you know, make sure my makeup is good. And
get right on that mic. Tell her to get right on
the
mic.
But anyway, I get done and I'm on the way and I'm driving. I'm like, oh, fuck, all the guys on the show tonight are gay. What the hell? Yeah. I'm not going to get another engagement ring out of this
You can
crew.
Change them.
If there's
you
any
can
kind of,
them.
That's all right, guys. If there's any kind of like visa issue, if you just want to impress your mom, like,
but see, now
she
I
is very easily engaged.
I get to sit here. I'm at a perfect height.
Right. Yes.
And I hear that you can work out all the logistical things, like the legal logistics, if we wanted to like get married and do all that good stuff, right?
I can tell you anything you need to know about that, absolutely.
Fantastic.
There we go.
Keep that in mind.
She's our, yeah.
It's good all right, my friends.
It's good to have counsel.
Let's all raise a glass.
Hey.
We're all together. This is beautiful.
Yeah. Cheers.
Happy Pride, guys.
Cheers,
we love you all to death.
Hey, fellas. Hey,
yes. Yes.
Cheers, boys.
So we're having this wonderful white wine, and it's chilled, which is good. Nothing better than drinking white wine that's cold.
Thank you, Jess, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, Jess.
Drinks with Jess, yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah,
drinks with
but
Jess.
But I stopped, and, you know, I was driving here, and I thought, wow, I should really, like, go AbFab style and make sure I patsy it out and bring some wine. So I got, like, the biggest bottle I could find.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, shit, it's really warm. So I stopped at Wawa, and I got a bag of ice. So it's sitting in my car.
Commitment.
A bag of ice. I'm telling you.
That's commitment.
I tried.
That's friendship.
Red Solo cups and everything. Like, we are classy tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Classy. We have yellowtail wine with ice in it.
I needed a screw top. I needed a screw top tonight.
It's pretty good, actually. I'm not a wine drinker, but this isn't bad.
Here's the Solo cups that make it.
It's the first time I've gotten some tail on the show.
This Moscato. Yeah.
Delicious.
Good stuff.
Probably going to be the only time there, so drink up.
True.
True. So, all right, here's what I did tonight, all right? Usually I do the round table. True. I come up with it. But I decided, since our friends were coming here, that it would be up to Tom and the boys to do a round table question. So let's do the round table.
Oh.
You ready, Jim?
You ready?
All right, let's go, boys.
All right, Trish, I'll let you take this one.
Go ahead.
All right, so my question for everybody is that shameful porn that gets you off that you don't want to tell anybody about.
What is it?
Yeah. For me, I really like watching black men orgies.
Exclusively black men.
Exclusively big black men.
So like four fucking. Or more. Okay.
All black?
Everybody black.
Oh, wow.
If there's one little white twink, that's fine.
You've never gone.
Which most likely will be her.
They're riding a train on the white twink, and I'm like, yes!
You've never gone back, have you?
I've never even
never
tried
gone
it.
Back. All right.
Who's next? You want to go, Schmo?
I think we should.
We'll leave Schmo for last. Go ahead, Chris, go.
Oh, you, me? Yeah.
Does the star need a Hartley?
No, but, well, it's same genre, just two women 50 or above and a dude. I'm very, very happy, very satisfying. Yeah. I told you guys, I have a 19-year-old daughter. Like, right. That changes your porn watching forever. Oh. Once you've, your kid's like an adult, you're like, I can't watch people under 25. That's sick. You know, like, I got to watch people who shouldn't be doing this on camera now, you know? And
I hate myself about 2 minutes in.
Yeah.
Right after that, when I start hating myself.
Sure, sure. You're like, all right, this is, wow.
As soon as I'm done.
I don't hate myself at all.
I never
just
do.
Just until I finish.
And that's what I mean. As soon as I'm done.
2 minutes?
Oh, Jesus. No. Yeah, well, I mean, look, sometimes it's to get to sleep.
I live with six women. I got to get it in and get it over.
Oh, yeah, you got to be like, already hard and pulsing. Yeah. Like, okay, here we go.
I start off with a little bit of Dancing with the Stars on regular TV, and then I sneak away to the bathroom, and then I put on usually female masturbation turns me on. There you go.
Okay.
That's what I'm into. Your turn.
Oh, no, don't let me go next because I have to really think about
this. Oh, you do? Okay. Jess?
Wow, shameful. Yes. I have my own personal stash of me.
Really?
Solo or co-starring?
All the girls know about it.
Okay.
All the girls have been taped now.
So consent was first and foremost.
And it doesn't get out there into the
That's classy.
Public.
That's good because I know there have been
But
situations.
Sometimes I just look at myself and say, damn, I look good.
You do look good.
Hello. You've got everybody else saying the same thing.
Really?
I want you to share that archive with me.
probably the safest.
Well, why don't you guys create your own little version of a tape?
I don't know.
No.
We'll talk. Well,
she can strap it on.
Jess is like, no, that's not going anywhere near me.
I'm good at everything.
Wow.
I don't doubt it.
Jack of all trades.
I would look like a gorilla in the zoo.
Yeah, no.
If I taped myself jerking off.
Like a.
I would. I'm not ever going to do that.
Like a polar bear gasping for air. Yeah. Like, in a, like. With tequila sweats.
It would even pass National Geographic Channel. They'd be able to show it because it looked like something out of the wild.
You're like, oh,
like Shark Week.
You think you look amazing, and then you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, and then you see yourself, and you're like, ooh.
Got a glimpse of, right. If you happen to be angled, you glimpse at the mirror. You're like, what? No way in hell.
I did that. You know that?
Yeah. What the hell was I thinking?
Yeah, no.
I think I told you about that. It was a while ago. Sure. Our house had mirrors in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there one night, and I was jerking off. And I had my eyes closed, and then I just opened them all of a sudden. And I was there was like 40 of me. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, no wonder why I can't get laid. Oh, my God. It was awful. I had to work on my cum face.
You've seen the living room in my house. We have a big mirror over a fireplace. Right. Things happened one afternoon, and it was just kind of like, all right. And I just happened to, and like, and that's the thing. She looked perfectly fine. I was just like, oh. You know, like, it was like an immediate, like, and the TV's already, like, first. I can't even, like, look at it. So I was just like, okay, that's not how I pictured looking at all, you know? It's kind of.
You know, I know, you have this, like, whole thing, like,
yeah,
when
you're like, my
it.
God, look at my back, and you're like, oh, my God, is that a chin? You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. You're like,
but then you have to think about it the other way around, because if you're on top of somebody and you're getting older, your face kind of droops. So that doesn't look attractive either. So, like, you have to practice.
Not to mention, like, are you coming or about to throw up? Like, you know.
I seriously
have practiced. I have practiced how I look. Before I ever did anything.
To be honest with you, I find it a turn on when people can be very emotionless while coming. Because they don't even warn you. And you're like,
oh.
Thanks. Lunch. Seriously.
Have you met Billy Strange?
It's pretty crazy, but you know.
I would, right, like not even like a, yeah, it's just kind of, yeah, it's the trick I used to do in high school.
Sorry.
Right.
I hope
how I used to work in high school, be like, I didn't know that was going to happen, lies. You
know, like. I always say to people, listen, if you're going to go around doing that, at least drink pineapple juice, make it taste good.
Mango, absolutely. Mango perhaps, celery.
All right. Well,
mango works too.
I guess yeah, I'll go. Right.
Go ahead, Tom. Your turn. Yeah.
All right. So my shameful porn video that I love to watch that I probably would never try myself would be watching men get fisted.
Oh,
yeah. What? I don't know what it is about that. Like watching their pleasure because it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
You know.
But it gets you off.
It gets me off. Ugh. It really does. There's something about the pleasure that they get out of that painful experience that is just, to me, is just baffling.
I've seen videos of that. I even saw somebody with, they were like projecting cue balls from a pool table out of their asshole. And I'm just
sitting
there.
What were they, Cambodia?
The fuck?
No, I, they had like the whole fucking rack up their ass and they just pushed them all out. And I'm sitting there like, you just don't come back.
Does it make noise like...
Yes.
Does it really?
Yeah. Did he have to call his shot first? That's it. Yeah.
Coin a pocket.
Hey, Lord have mercy. Solid we stripes, are going to stripes. Apologize to your listeners ahead of time right. for all the craziness that they're about to be subjected to.
The links will be provided on our website, by the way.
And if anyone's interested, just hit us up.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, make sure, if you don't know, or if you didn't hear me in the beginning, make sure you get Gay Talk 2.0 and also Drinks with Jess. Jess, you have another show, by the way?
Yeah, the Dating Pool Podcast.
Dating Pool Podcast.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to check that out. We'll put them up later on our sites and all. Great. Chris's turn. Go ahead.
All right. I'm a pretty simple guy. I like... Like when someone's trying to get in a frat and he's just got like 18 people bukkake like shooting the loads on their faces one at a time.
Where do you guys see this?
One at a time.
Pornhub.
Yeah. I will say the craziest sure. thing that I did by accident, I thought looking up hot German porn.
Right.
But it turned out it was all like dirty Nazi porn.
No,
like
yeah.
really fucking creepy.
Like people dressed like Hitler?
Yeah, exactly. Oh. I'm like, I'm on a list now.
There's also that like, hey, this has been going okay. And in the middle, I'm just going to piss on these two.
That's it.
That's a surprise turned, and I, you know, you're like, all right, I sound like, whoa. You know, like, you can't unsee that, but I would imagine Pornhub for guys who are looking for guy sex would be the same as guys looking for straight sex. It's got to have a
Pornhub has everything.
A plethora,
yeah, Pornhub,
a treasure
I mean,
trove.
You've got Pornhub. Like one of my favorite sites is MachoMo.com.
Hold on. Is that with one or two M's? I mean,
yes, Chris.
Shmo's over here taking notes.
Yeah,
right?
I think Shmo needs a hand check because his hand's been in his crotch the whole time we've been talking about this.
Go ahead.
Mine actually would be.
I'm dying to hear this. Other
besides, you know, father son tagging girlfriend.
It better not be bestiality. Don't even bring it up.
No, honestly, I think it's the music. The music really. Hearing that porn music is just so like low, like budget. Just it. Yeah, it makes me. Yeah, that's,
yeah, but that's not a specific style of porn, though.
No.
What's your favorite kind of porn?
It's father and son.
Father and son.
Tagging a woman.
Okay, yes. Please include a third person. Yeah. For a love
don't they have those movies called Taboo?
Yeah.
There you go.
Because they break my... Honey.
It's the family videos at Larry's house.
Because you break the balls that I did with my dad's girlfriend, right. So...
I can't wait to hear Mimi's, and then I have something about the music, because I always thought that's... One of those things.
Go
I
ahead.
Can't wait to hear.
Mine
yours.
Is actually maybe kind of unusual. It's the public sex stuff. What
okay.
people get away with in public because it gives me ideas on what I might want to try and pull off at some point.
I find voyeurism to be cool too. Like there's nothing better than like.
There's actually a name for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go out into like the woods and you think that no one's watching and you think that someone might catch
someone
you.
Someone might.
Yeah. Might. And then you just start doing it, but you know, you're constantly doing it and you're looking around to see if anyone's watching and then you realize, oh shit, there's a squirrel.
Oh, this is this is a public park.
Yeah,
great.
Definitely,
or Bigfoot.
It's definitely hot.
People do push it.
There's like,
you'll
a
see them trying, you know, I saw the one video of the guy sitting down in the mall and a girl sitting on his lap and they were fucking. Right in the mall, and people are just walking by, and they loved every minute she got off on it.
I don't even know if they can keep a heart on. I'd be so.
Yeah.
I was changing my pants today in DC, and I thought I was going to get arrested just for dropping my pants by the side of the road.
Yeah, that's.
Well, I mean, you know, voyeurism is alive and well. They do it a lot. There's actually this place in, I believe, is. Vermont.
What's it called if you poop on the side of the road?
Jackass. Just pooping.
Just a jackass.
That's just pooping.
That turns you on. Is it called I Really Had a Go?
Well, listen.
I would like to think you didn't. It wasn't just like, this seems like a nice place.
You think you would enjoy watching videos of people taking a shit on the roadside?
That's just pooping. And just make sure you wipe your ass. Just make sure it's not poison ivy.
I always have toilet paper and wipes in the car.
Right.
But in Schmo's
defense, no desire to go inside and use them.
In Schmo's defense, I knew a guy who would go to hotel rooms and he would like crap in a bag and put it in front of somebody's door. And if they, I know, right? And if they liked him, they would come find him.
You want to hear a really kind of fucked up story?
It's really fucked up.
Of course we do. Do you know what show your own son?
Totally natural. I mean, it's kind of homophobic, but okay. When I was in college, some football asshole.
Oh yeah.
You know how you have your names on the walls, like different things for the different seasons in your dorm rooms?
Right.
They took my leaf off, and I lived in a room of six, shat on it, and slid it under my door. How'd they know I was a bottom? I don't fucking know.
Maybe they were just trying to tell you something clean.
Well, maybe I fucked one of them.
That's not nice. That's not nice.
No, it wasn't. No. Thank you. Thank you for
defend
that.
Defend your wife.
Yes.
Defend your wife.
Yes, I had to. That's not nice.
If you didn't know, Trish is his imaginary wife.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right. Most of us are his imaginary friends.
The last time we came down to the Idiots, he literally took a skull necklace and branded him, said, "You're mine."
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, his other wife.
He had just gotten out of jail. You understand. Yeah. It's hard for him to adjust.
This time, I have a skull ring.
Oh.
For
Nick. Did that come off the bad finger?
Oh, my God.
Did it even touch the bad finger? You want to know that?
I guess he liked it.
There you go.
I guess he liked it.
That's just a little loose. That's the bad finger one.
Schmo brought up music in porn.
Right.
So, like, we're kind of the same age. We're all in a ballpark of age. It used to come out on tapes, but they used to actually release them in theater. Do you remember that they had actual soundtracks to these movies? They would have little bands playing. They'd have something going on for every scene. They had an intro. They had an extra. There's a
you could actually buy the soundtrack?
No, but I mean, like, they actually hired bands. Right. Not just like, oh, I'll just mix something or some shit rap. They hired bands to produce, like, I mean, they were shit bands. Nobody ever got famous. He didn't see, like, Casey and the Sunshine Band all of a sudden that got Saturday Night Fever. But the music production and like, God, they used to be, it's so hilarious. Keith from Up the Block, Vernon Keith Ruffin, is a very funny guy, but he does this guy where you're just watching, like, if you got your dad's old tape, you pop it. Right. There'd be, like, a chord. There'd be, like, plot lines and sometimes laugh tracks, and there'd be producers and directors, and they'd name cameramen. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is an actual movie. This was cinema. But the music in the 70s, in the 80s, which was where I grew up and where VCRs were.
Right.
Yeah, you know. Remember going to, did you ever rent one from West Coast Video?
There is nothing worse.
Not there. The privately owned video store. Okay. Yes.
There is nothing worse than being almost there, almost at the point of climaxing, and you have to rewind your tape.
Oh, yeah.
That was the worst.
If you could like, synchronize the money shot with your own, it was...
Listen, I love scrubbing now. Like, with video porn on computers, you can actually just go back 15 seconds in a matter of an instant.
Right.
Wait,
that wasn't
up.
The case before. Before, you got to get up, you got a cock in your hand, you got to go put stop, rewind,
right.
Go back and hope that
not
you can
to mention,
get to that point again.
If you're,
and
if you're
then you're like, no.
If you're a lotion fan, you got to do it with the other hand so you don't get it on your phone.
Other remotes, yeah, like,
you,
so,
you know, people now, like these kids growing up now jerking off have no idea what it was like for us to jerk off.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no. Now I have to watch porn on this like 5-inch TV.
Yeah.
My fucking smartphone's my porn hub.
3 inches from your face.
Exactly.
With an earpiece in, though.
Or the worst is when you drop it on your face.
And all you have to do is click a button to X out. You don't have to take the tape out of the machine, hide it under the sofa, behind the pillow where nobody will find it, you know, but that's where they always found it.
Yeah, but now the whole world can see what you're seeing if they break into your...
Oh, let them
or break when, into your stuff.
Or when you're in a meeting.
Or the little guy
Safari.
With the...
And the last thing you looked at was big, black, dirty dick.
Well, we did a meeting, right. Oh.
You're at confession with your fucking father.
Gaping, eager... Yeah.
That happened to you, didn't it?
I'm waiting for somebody to, like, break into people's computers or break into their phones, like all these cyber hackers, and just start posting everything that you've looked at.
No? That was.
I mean, I'm sure it'll happen.
When net neutrality is starting to get rolled back.
Exactly. They're going back on a lot of the safeguards that were put in place, and now internet service providers can actually take your history and sell it.
Listen, anonymous, absolutely. Anonymous is out there. You don't think some of these guys, these Southern Baptist good old boys who are in the Senate, are going to be horrified when their browser history pops up because they decided to vote against it? All for that good lobbyist money, by the way.
What was that website that people were going on to have affairs and someone leaked out? And all these people, Ashley, that, exactly.
A million people were outed on that.
Or during the GOP convention, during the primaries, the grinder like server was blowing through the roof with all these Republicans hiding there.
Philly guys last it's the demo. The Republican convention grinder blew up. Craigslist ads were just coming out the wazoo. It was incredible to see.
It's amazing to see people say, oh, you know, we're condemning this, and then they're the first ones to be on their knees in a hotel room getting, you know.
That's my favorite. Is my favorite. Sure. I love when that happens.
Right?
Love
it. Or getting
they're so against, like, gays, lesbians, transgender people, and then all of a sudden you find out that they're locked up in a hotel room with a tranny.
Or getting caught in an airport bathroom in Iowa. That was Dennis Hastert a few years ago, and his claim, because there was clearly something going on, was that he had a wide stance when he defecated.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Like almost like but I mean, like, yeah. Anyway,
it's like throwing a hot dog out of donut.
But everybody who's so dead set against something, you know, something.
Sure, something
about
else
them.
Is there. Right?
Yeah, there's got to be some underlying reason why you hate it so much. Either you can't participate in it and it pisses you off,
or
you're just
that
a
you
dick.
Had that you've right. kept down. You know.
But you know, I don't care. Yeah, you want to suck my dick? Get on your knees. Do it.
Same. All right, we're going to go get some cancer, and then we'll be back. I got a nice thing I want to talk about, too, when we come back. Nice. Not right away, but you're going to love this.
We'll try to be nice.
All right. I like
this. All right, we're going to go get some cancer. You're listening to the Idiots Radio on Wildfire Radio with Gay Talk 2.0 and Drinks with Jess star Jess Brower is here. Bye. We'll be back in 5. Welcome back to the Idiots Radio Show. It's nuts in here.
We're live.
We're pouring wine. We're having a good time. Tom stole my wine.
I did.
And now I get the amount of spit in here. That's great.
It's all right.
No, I poured it in here.
They know your tolerance.
Huh?
I poured your spit in here.
Oh, well, there you go. Now we're bonded for life.
I'm telling you. All I need is some sausage fingers and we'll be good.
He's got plenty of them.
Very good news. Right?
He can lose a couple, right?
Yes. Anyway, you're listening to the Idiots Radio Show. You can get us every Monday night at 6:30, only on Wildfire Radio. Get our previous episodes on iTunes, and you can listen also live from the Wildfire app. You can download that at the listen to me talk at the
Google Play Store,
Google Play, or on
iTunes.
What the fuck am I doing tonight?
The Apple iTunes Store.
We've been trying to figure it out.
Yeah, This is what an aneurysm sounds like.
This is what we call cursive. When we drink on the show, we get cursive.
Right.
And it's fucking elegant.
That's what I was just going to say.
I've done this for how many episodes do we have, Jim? 4,379 episodes. Every week. Anyway, get the Wildfire app at Google Play and at the App Store. There it is.
The App Store.
And listen to our previous episodes. Tom, where can everybody find your show?
Well, our show is available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music. It's also available on TuneIn, and it's available on our website, gaytalk20.com.
There you go. Jess?
Let's see. Drinks with Jess and the Dating Pool Podcast can both be found on Mixcloud, iTunes, and the Drinks with Jess podcast is actually doing a lot of the episodes via YouTube as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're trying to keep it live.
That's awesome.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Oh, here we go.
Why does it, for all those years, everybody laughed at the number 79? Why is it? What's
79?
Yeah, what's it funny about it?
Do you mean...
You can also listen live on our website, theidiotspodcast.com. Check that out.
That's the appropriate answer.
Yes.
For future notice, every one of our shows can be found on Channel 1, Wildfire Radio Channel 1. We have two channels now.
Oh, all right,
what?
Cool. So check that out. We're on Channel 1 on Wildfire's app, right?
Correct.
Channel 1.
And that's not a funny number.
Where we belong. Number 1.
Yes.
All the time.
You know, one thing it's amazing to see, though, the growth that you guys have had on the show and in the studio as well. The last time we were here, it was a lot smaller than it is now, and you guys are really, like, doing amazing. So that's awesome.
It's because of our show, by the way.
Yeah, there was that.
It was a little couple cast. And our wonderful guest.
A revolving cast. And
yeah. We've been through major cast changes. Me and Tom talk, what, once a week usually?
We do, sometimes.
And we go back and forth just about ideas, show our show, his show, and everything. You guys have taken off big time, too.
It's been insane. It's been quite a ride for us.
Our shows are really not that far apart as far as episodes. We started around the same time.
Yep.
You guys are killing it.
Listen, we're trying, and like I said, for us, this is a fun thing. We sit around a table, we have cocktails and get smashed, and then just talk about stuff that's happening, stuff that's very relevant for the LGBT community and how it affects us, and we just go at it. And by the end of, like, literally an hour and a half into it, we're like, it just seems like we just spoke for like 5 minutes.
And we talk a lot about dicks and assholes, too.
We fit that in there. But it's cool because we have cross-branded both shows.
Mm-hmm.
You've promoted for us. We've promoted for you guys on a regular basis. And it's nice to see that both shows have grown together.
You know,
that's great.
We actually did a cross-broadcast show with Jess.
Right.
In where we started out doing our show. And right in the middle, right after our break, Nick came up with this amazing concept with her. We jumped into her show. So we did her show. We did our show. All in one shot.
Yeah, yeah, it was great. It was awesome.
Pretty amazing.
It was a lot of fun. It worked. I was like, I don't know how it's going to happen, but...
Well, when it was going through editing on my side, it was hard because I had them put, like, my music in and feed everybody in. I'm like, how the hell am I going to do this? And so I was talking to one of my tech guys. I was like, you got to figure this shit out. But yeah. It did. It was epic.
Yeah. No, that was cool. It was really good. I enjoyed the episode, and working with Jess was a complete and amazing experience. So thank you.
Thank you.
And I can actually thank her. We actually physically met for the first time today.
Yeah. I think we traded, texts all week saying, I can't wait to hug you guys.
It's funny because, you know, when we started out, we were just, you know, four guys sitting around a table, mm-hmm. and then Andy reached out to us, and through that, we've just met so many amazing people. We've gotten to meet so many amazing people, and we're building a separate little podcast community that I'm just in love with. It's just been such a great experience for me.
And I have to say, we have to thank Schmo, because if it wasn't for Schmo, I wouldn't have met you guys.
That's true.
Schmo.
I will take all the credit for that. So thank you.
No, but you know...
What a dick.
I will tell you this, as much as you shock me week after week with the stuff that comes out of your mouth, and first of all,
yes,
Andy,
yes,
how the hell are you going to bring your daughters up in here next to him and tell him to calm down? Are you freaking crazy?
I know.
That was like, am I listening to this? No, but either way, you shocked the shit out of me with some of the shit that comes out of your mouth. But I will say this, you follow through, you're constantly looking out for people, you reach out to people, and you stay connected, and that's amazing. So thank you.
Thank you.
It's true.
Thank you.
It is true. I think we all do that for the most part.
Yeah, we do.
You guys all do it. Constantly sharing our stuff, we share your stuff, whatever. I mean, it's a good relationship because I see a lot of podcasts that don't do it. You know what I mean?
I think that's an important thing to realize, that, you know what, we are a community of people that just want to relay information to the masses. And the more we support each other, the better it is for everyone, because we've gotten listeners as a result of our collaboration with her.
Right.
Vice versa, even with you guys. Right. So it just helps everyone involved in the process.
And it keeps our shows rolling and getting bigger and bigger. So it's nice, and we want to thank everybody for that.
I just like drinking with new people.
And we do a lot of drinking. So
We do very little drinking on here. It's only when you guys are around.
No, and my birthday shows.
Yeah, and his birthday show. Well, this idiot brings in like beer every week.
Well, true. I'm still waiting for you to get like waxed.
That's what, and I was trying to find, and I told the guys before we came on, I was trying to find like one of those big mixes, like they have hurricanes and mudslides. I was trying to find if they have any called Bushwhacker, because when I lived in Miami, there was a place on the way to Key West, and they were known for making a drink called the Bushwhacker, and I was trying to find it for you.
But am I a bad person because I don't want to manscape?
Yes.
Listen.
Yeah, you're not
when
thinking
you
about
go this. Down.
Have to ask that question.
I look good with the blonde hair, don't I? I look good.
No, it looks good.
Thank
but when you go down to suck someone's dick,
right?
You
don't but I've never
have
done
to
that.
Feel like you're flossing. You know. I'm just saying. For everyone else, you don't want to have to go down on someone
up today.
And feel like you're staring at Bozo the Clown.
He's had to.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Or cats are okay with fur balls. People aren't.
Exactly.
I don't want to be sitting there going or. pulling something out of my mouth.
Exactly.
Listen, it stands alone where I don't need to have, you know.
You should not invite me.
You'd be surprised how much grander everything looks once you hack away all the crops surrounding the scarecrow.
Maybe when I start seeing gray in it, Andy.
What?
Then I'll start shaving.
Schmo, slow down.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? You break my balls. I have no gray down there.
Right.
And I'm just as old as you are.
But you have an abundance of hair.
A lot, yes, a lot of it.
Why?
Color doesn't matter. The fact that you have it is what matters.
I have so much hair growing off of my ass, I could take a shit and go let it out an hour later.
Listen, I vomited on the beach yesterday. There was a man laying on his stomach whose back could be braided. And
summer
I
sweater.
Oh, my God, I would have loved it. I wish to God I had that hair
like
on my back.
Mammoth out there.
I wish to God I had it.
When you're with a woman, don't you want to shave down there?
I don't know. I don't care.
What do you mean you don't care?
That's the
wrong question, Andy.
I know. What was I thinking?
What would I care for?
This is a man who enjoys shitting in his backyard for no particular reason.
I'm an idiot.
What the hell? He's still in the caveman era, so just leave him there.
He's gross. Unbelievable.
He's your husband.
Why don't you talk to him, Nick?
That relationship, Nick.
I've given up.
Don't give up on me, baby.
Baby loves me. Baby loves me. That's all I know.
All right, real quick. I got a couple of things I got to announce real quick because I'm a whore. So, July 7th, I'll be at Dave & Buster's in Philly with Freddie Rubino. You can get tickets on my site, and you can get tickets on Twitter. All the information's on there. And that's at Dave & Buster's Outside Concert Series. We're the first comedy show that's going to be performing there. The following week, July 13th, I will be at the Cathedral Event Center in Hamilton with Gilbert Godfrey. I'm letting Gilbert close for me, so that'll be fun. And you can get tickets on my site. If you get tickets within the next 3 days, you get them 20% off. So make sure you hit up my site. You can also go on cathedraleventcenter.com and get them on their site, too. Also, I just got text from my buddy Butch Bradley, who's a friend of the show and a friend of ours. He will be at the Brigada in the music box area, June 19th to the 24th. So go down and check out Butch Bradley at the Brigada. I wanted to also mention the death of Adam West, who passed away this week.
Very sad.
He was I think he was a great guy. He really was. He laughed at himself, and he enjoyed life.
He did good work.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He was phenomenal on Family Guy. Family Guy is the mayor. Oh, my God. Hilarious. But I just wanted to make sure we mentioned that. Also, I did mention in the beginning of the show, it is Philly Pride Week. Sunday, it's Pride in Philly. Go up, share your support, be an ally. Let's all come together as a community and show everybody what Philly's got in Jersey, South Jersey. And Jess will be there.
Oh, I'm definitely going
to
be there.
And I'm probably going to be there, even though it's Father's Day. But my daughters are all going to support, my lesbian. So that'll be fun. So, happy Father's Day to everybody, too, by the way.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. You have kids? You got dogs. Does it count?
And you got these two right here.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, and you, too. I forgot about that.
I'm a daddy. Well, actually, in my community, yeah. I'm starting to get there.
Really?
I will. Soon enough, I'll be a daddy.
How many years?
Eventually. No, but I want to say that it is Pride weekend, or Pride Fest in Philly's going to come up. One of the best things that you can do as a member of our community is to be visible, go out there, stay on top of what's going on in your community and help and support. Because if we stay silent and we're not visible, we're just going to become obscure, and people like the Cheetolini that we have in office in the White House can, do things that will hurt the entire community and hurt people in general. So just stay visible. Yes.
Also, I forgot to mention, Drea's not here tonight, if anybody hasn't noticed.
We miss you.
Yeah, she got stuck at work, so.
I moved in her like a bitch.
Hi to Drea.
Well, honey, you're going to find a surprise.
She's all cranked up on diet pills this evening, so.
Yeah.
We miss you, Drea.
She's
scrubbing
her ceiling.
We'll see you next Monday. Probably, yeah. Like Mandy was.
That was great, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I saw that picture. I'm like, she's going to break her neck.
Oh, yeah. This woman is a walking Roomba. She just scans the room and be like, Get me the duster.
You know, be, like real quiet. Be quiet, Chris.
Right.
Like it's gonna run away.
And then like, and it just like starts hunting it, like how Steve Irwin used to like track like a manatee. Be like, oh, there he is. You know, I'm gonna go put my finger. You know, yeah. So she's. We have a spiral staircase. We have cathedral ceilings, and we have this extending wand. And she's literally like leaning halfway over, trying to clear a cobweb that would not be invisible. In a vision to anyone, right. Anyone is sitting in our eating dinner in our place. She found it, and it was going to be the death of her to get it. And gotta make sure to update the insurance policy.
Yeah,
make sure you do that.
Be smart,
boy. I think it might be.
You've never really answered the question on why Paul is no longer on the show.
Ooh. Yes, we did. Paul did not. Unfortunately, you know, he couldn't commit to the show because of the schedule. Okay. He works every Monday night, and he was literally like 5 minutes before we would stop.
He would leave
running to get to work.
Yeah.
And now with our show, we still start at the same time. We actually start at the same time as you guys.
Right.
And we are going even longer. So if he were to be on the show, he literally would be late to work.
Okay.
So that schedule wasn't really working out, and you know, so the decision was made, and then now we have a cast of three.
How's he doing, by the way?
He's doing good.
Is he?
Paul is Paul, trust me.
Oh. Has he had to get his asshole fixed lately?
He hasn't had anything fixed yet.
Chris doesn't know about this.
I clearly missed the story.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you got to tell.
His butthole fell out.
Yeah, so.
He prolapsed?
The last time he was on the show, he was taking a trip. He was going to Texas, and where he was going to be naked in an inner tube floating in a lake.
Okay.
Filled with a whole bunch of men.
Sure. As you do.
And if you and don't know, Paul is a whore.
Yeah. Like, pretty much. Like,
he's a pincushion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and so several times he had to have some adjustments made for personal issues, which we're not going to discuss.
Sure.
But we jokingly said, you got your butthole fixed and twice. But yeah.
He was a born-again virgin.
Pretty much.
There you go.
He had a diaper, too.
You know, but Paul's a great guy.
I would imagine any kind of...
How do you know this?
I listened to the show, and it's the fucking
Jesus
diaper.
Christ. You know, the last time these guys were on, he actually...
I answered the question.
Schmo right. actually knew more about their show than they did.
Well, what do you want me to do? I listened to the show. I
know, but it was kind of creepy. I got to be honest with you.
Well, how was it creepy? How?
That you knew more about the show than these guys did, and they're on the show.
He was impressed that I knew the shit I knew about the show.
No, he was scared.
Yeah. You sound like a friggin' stalker. That's not impressive. That's
no,
scary.
No, this one was scared. Nick was scared. No. Chris was impressed.
Nick was scared because you wanted him to sit on your lap.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's why Nick was scared.
You also requested to be my brother on Facebook, and I was like, damn it.
Yeah, I got that too.
Wait, what's this? Oh, wow. What are you doing? Get on the mic.
I don't know how that shit works. I saw that the other day that I have him as my brother, him as my brother, him as my brother.
You did that on purpose.
I swear to God, I don't even
Facebook
know how to do
Facebook just
it.
Didn't, like,
but I don't know what I hit.
It's
I
your
just
brother.
I just pushing shit.
Oh, my God. What is
yeah, wrong? They are my brothers. How do you like that?
Aw.
You're stalking
that?
Them.
How about that?
They're like, oh, God, he's had me as his brother. I guess I got to do it, right?
I'm usually legal counsel for this show, but I feel compelled to warn all of you that you may want to, you know, find ways to block him at this point. You might want to change your address, possibly, change your Facebooks, hide from him.
Oh, no, I'm coming down to visit him soon.
No, but Schmo's really cute, though, because, like, every once in a while, like, I'll be at work and my phone will go off and he'll just be like, I just want to tell you I love you.
Oh,
like,
dear aww. God.
Jesus Christ.
She's the best.
Is
we
it
apologize.
Usually at 1:30 in the morning via group text?
Oh, yeah. Those are good ones.
No, I haven't gotten those yet.
Oh.
You will.
You're in for a treat.
So glad Schmo doesn't have my number.
You are so lucky. You have no idea.
How do you know I don't have it?
Aw.
Because you would have talked to him already. You would have put him in some kind of group text with the rest of us.
Show me pictures of his shirts or something.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know
for
how
hours.
To do
No, I love your text today. Killed me. Is Jess coming to the show?
No, I didn't say is.
Yes, she did.
I didn't say is.
I'll show you the text.
I said so is.
Yes,
I swear to God, I said so is. I didn't say
no,
is.
No, you didn't. You That's asked me.
You look and read it again.
Oh, my God.
All right. Thank you.
Why would I reply the way I did then?
I don't know.
I know.
Because you're mean to me.
I'm not mean to you. You're a moron.
Get him, Nick.
Where is
get him.
Chris, can you pull it up, please?
I'm trying to right now.
I'm trying to find it, too.
Andy, be nice to Schmo.
Thank you.
Here's what it says. So is Jess coming? Is Jess coming in?
I said, so is Jess.
She contacted me this morning, said she was coming in.
I said, so is Jess coming in.
She contacted me, and then you followed it up.
Why would
she
contacted like a
me
question.
Saying she was. So you're the one who could answer your own question.
I didn't graduate with honors.
You already knew, though.
I knew. That's what I was saying.
Why were you asking?
You asked the question. No, you did. You asked. Andy said, no idea. And you said, oh, she texted me. She is.
Yes.
What was that even about?
But before that, he said, the guys from Gay Talk are coming in. And I said, so is Jess.
It sounds like a question.
But the way you're reading it. Read it the way I wrote it.
So is Jess coming in? How about proper English would be, Jess is also coming
so,
in.
So, comma.
Jess is coming in as well.
Or so, comma.
Well,
Jess
guess,
is also coming in,
as a language
period.
Teacher, I have to say, it depends. Did he put a question mark on it or no? Was it punctuation?
Don't get on his side, okay?
I'm just saying.
We speak fluent schmo.
And he's a moron. The whole here's what the conversation went. Now listen, here's the thing. Here's the text that we get from him every week. Do you have an agenda for this evening? It's the same fucking agenda every week. That's why I'm like, why do I got to send this thing? We all know how it works. You guys listen to the show. Everything's pretty much time the same every week. You know what I mean? And we don't write anything, nothing scripted, but like I'll shoot them a text saying everybody's got their spots, right?
Well,
so
yeah,
Mimi has hers. Drea has hers. It's right? All right. And then he asked me, do you have an agenda for this evening? I said, yeah, show up. And I'll laugh out loud. He said, called me a dick. And he goes, you know I'm there. Same as it is every week, blah, blah, blah. And then he asked me about Jess coming. I said, I have no idea. She hasn't contacted me. Then his next text is, she contacted me this morning and she said she was in.
Yes.
Well, then why did you even bring it up?
If you already knew. I was stating that.
No, you should have said, Jess is coming.
I should have. Yes.
And then I wouldn't have replied like that.
Okay.
You know,
I feel like this is
I should also courtesy flush.
I know.
And I said the exact same thing.
Well,
that was in
life. But I don't.
McCain I said the exact same thing
exactly. McCain and Coley.
That I said earlier. Why the fuck are you asking me if you already knew?
I already knew.
But her
email. But you already knew.
I didn't ask.
It was the way you text.
I understand. After then, I realized what I sent. Maybe I should have like put a punctuation mark in there.
Punctuation.
You know, it's amazing because we listen to the show, and I get to experience this interaction from a different perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't get a visual. This is crazy.
Yeah, we have.
Yar is off the hook.
They do it all the time to me. It's me against the world.
I'm impressed that you can say punctuation.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Don't ask me to spell it.
Oh, I would never. You know what? We don't have an hour and a half left on the show.
Hold on. Does anybody here think he can make it through one shot?
Punctuation.
Go. Jimmy, you ready out there?
I didn't start.
Go.
Yeah, but
P-U-N-C-K. Wait, P-U-N-K, punk. S-U-I-T-A-I-O-N.
Punctuation. That's...
Wow.
Good try.
Chris, can we give him the proper spell? You're not sitting next to each other, so you can't really write it in your book form?
I can't, no. And plus, I hate him taking and trying to read it would take another hour.
And he sounds it out. Yeah.
Right. It's there's no K. I just want to give you that hint.
So it's P-U-N-C-T-H-I-O-N? Oh, yeah.
Nope. That's punctuation. Which sounds like a nightclub for gay men with lisps. Let's go to punctuation.
Can you hear? Can you hear now? Oh, okay. All
right. There we go.
Close your legs.
Whoa.
Sorry.
I'm like, I might have to overrule that depending on who that was directed to.
All right, so obviously Schmo needs some kind of like etiquette taught on how to text properly.
Well, I
ask a question or make a statement anyway.
When I need to state something, it comes across and everybody understands.
No, they don't.
Yeah, we do.
No, all right. Well, if it's 1 o'clock in the morning and you're texting us about shirts, I'm laying in bed. What do you want?
Okay.
All right. How does this look? It looks fine.
But listen, I'm awake at that time. I'm getting ready to go to work.
The questions never stop from you once you start.
Yeah.
I'm an inquisitive type of gentleman. No,
you're a pain in the ass is what you are.
You're an insomniac.
Especially at 11:30 p.m.
You drink too much Mountain Dew.
At 11:30 p.m. when I'm down by the docks and he's texting me pictures of fucking handbags. At 11:30 a.m.
Why are you down by the docks?
You know, $10 is $10. That's why, dude.
I was visiting with an old friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we go with you the next time you go to the docks? I want to come.
Well, she does. Well, oddly enough, she does meet some semen down there.
That was the best kind. No, there's actually a bank up in the Wellfleet Cape Cod area. It's called Seaman's Bank.
Good oyster.
And it's right in the middle of Provincetown. Yeah. And so you walk by, not only are you in a gay town, it's Seaman's Bank.
Mm. Oh, I need to. You got to send a picture.
That's called
a
sperm bank.
It's a sperm bank.
That's a sperm bank. Money's not in there.
No.
Oh, there's no money there?
No,
there
is an actual bank.
It's an actual bank. But the metaphor, the
stop
fact
fucking
that
with me, Chris.
Schmo was following me too.
Yeah, I thought he was. Forgive him. He was just playing.
Listen, the metaphor of it being located in Gaytown, USA, because it is. There's nothing better than seeing thousands of gay men walking down Commercial Street, passing by Seaman's Bank. Mm. And to think that not even three blocks up the street, you have the Dick Dock.
Mm-hmm.
The what?
The Dick Dock.
What's that?
Sounds like somebody who can fix your dick.
This is my vision of the Dick Dock, and then we'll explain to you what it really is.
All right.
There are a bunch of men underneath
She's a freelance
this big dock where they have tea dance.
Oh, doctor.
And they all come out at night. Grab somebody and pull them in.
What's tea dance? Is that a dance with when you drink tea?
Tea dance is like happy hour, but it's a dance and it's on a, it's outside on a big patio.
Because I'll tell you what my thing of Dick Dock is: a bunch of guys sitting there and their dicks going back and forth like a clock.
No, there's a bunch of
hear Dick Dock, Dick Dock, Dick Dock.
There's Schmo writing comedy again.
There are just a bunch of guys.
Never going to be able to get out of my head.
There are just a bunch of guys underneath this dock, right. And people go down there
to get blowjobs.
And you don't know who it is. You just kind of walk in. Cell phones need to be on. Cell phones should be on silent when you go there, because it gets awkward. And don't use a flashlight because it's like, you know,
it's like looking at a whole slew of raccoons all of a sudden. When you flash a light at raccoons and all you see is eyes,
yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Really?
I'm just jealous because women don't have this.
It's
what
you know
have.
Of. Right.
Well, it'd be kind of hard.
I should know, but we don't.
It'd be kind of hard because for you, in order for you to be able to lick it, you have to lay down, don't you?
Don't underestimate me.
If you wanted
to be able to lay down, but it could be a little more
exposure
difficult
wise
to run when you know when the police pull up, like they did to me at the dock,
right? Yeah. So you know it is. It's been there for years. You can go into this one postcard shop that's on Commercial Street. Commercial Street is the actual main street where all the businesses are, and you can walk right into this postcard shop, and there's a postcard that literally says, you know, thoughts from Provincetown, and it's a picture of guys in leather at the Dick Dock.
Really?
It's fucking hysterical. Right. If you want to go find some really
in
amazing
leather?
Yeah, it's really cool. The picture was taken back in the 70s, and they've used it for all these years for
it's
postcards.
It's just stock footage now for postcards.
Yeah. It's really cool. But yeah, men go down there, and they sort of kind of cruise the area. And
right.
It's after one the big bars. Sandy orgy. That's exactly what it is. Ooh. That's exactly
whatever you do, don't get sand on the dick, and definitely not on the ass.
Wow.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I know it can't be fun.
The more you know, Chris.
Yeah, sure.
Bling.
No, you hear that's one of those things where it's like, oh, sex on the beach sounds great. It's not.
It's the worst.
No.
It's worse than
one grain of sand.
Try bottoming on a beach. It's like pounding it in there. Not fun.
It's worse than trying to pound someone with a load of hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I can't. Uh-huh.
And bad. You think water's supposed to make it more slippery, but it makes it drier for some reason.
Right. Well, it's salt water. No less, too. So.
My shower is not salt water.
Well, that depends on what you're rinsing off.
Does it sound like a windshield wiper on a dry day?
Listen, I can tell you I've had some experiences in Provincetown. It is an absolutely beautiful town. And aside from that, it is a great experience. It's a great family town too, so you know.
Oh yeah, it sounds awful. I'm gonna take the kids. kids. This
wave high to the mailman.
But seriously, I will tell you.
And
you
to sit
have,
the leather guy.
It is. There's so much. Do you like saltwater taffy?
I'd be afraid to eat it.
It's got glue.
I'm not going there.
You pull up the chocolate one, it says Jerome on it. Oh, all right. Must be specific to this area.
Saltwater taffy is absolutely delicious and amazing. They make it right there. They literally show you how they make it. So, yeah, no. And then a lot of people don't realize this, but Provincetown has a very, very large Portuguese influence. And so you have a lot of really good, the bakery there, the Portuguese rolls. Oh, my God.
A lot of families go there, too, because a lot of whale watches leave from there.
Yeah. No, but you have people that bring their families.
Right.
And they enjoy the restaurants. You know, you have amazing cuisine in Provincetown. Mm-hmm. If you can get up there and you want to do a really good, fun vacation and you're open-minded, go. You won't regret it. There's so much that you can do. You can do kayaking.
There you go, Andy.
Biking.
I was thinking about it.
You Where can bring, I take the girls?
I believe you. I don't have a problem
with it. He's a salesman
for
this
beautiful
town.
Beaches. Just don't go to Heron Cove because that's where the naked people go.
Guarantee it would be the first place. I'd be like, what's over here? Come on, girls. All my kids.
Well, no, sorry. Race Point. Don't go to Heron. You can go to Heron Cove Beach. Don't go to Race Point, which is all the way at the end.
Right.
I would just look it up yourself, make sure you know, because I think he's going back and forth. He's not quite sure.
Yeah.
Is that Alzheimer's is setting in on him?
Yeah. And be careful, because you might get a ticket with all those sausage fingers walking through the beach.
We get a lot of phone calls.
Ticket, phone numbers.
Yeah,
phone
There's numbers. 10 penises walking through the sand right now.
They're just dragging. Did you call it Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's.
What is it?
Alzheimer's.
I thought you said Alzheimer's.
No.
He actually got that one. Reasonably,
almost correct?
Reasonably correct.
All right, so I wanted to bring this up because I know how much Tom loves Donald Trump.
Yeah,
but
his favorite.
Oh. Bring it on, baby.
Mine too, believe me.
Julius Caesar in a park in New York. Did you hear about this?
No.
All right. Well, they replaced the in the play that they're doing in a park in New York. By the way, you buy tickets for this.
It's not a free. Is this the Obama one?
No.
No.
No. Okay. This is Donald Trump. So it's Julius Caesar, but they replaced Julius Caesar with the Donald Trump character.
Okay.
Right. And
I like this so far.
They do stab him to death, and there's blood everywhere.
Mm-hmm. They stab him to death?
Oh, yeah.
Well, just like Julius.
Oh, Kathy Griffin, baby. You're going to be vindicated. Let's go. Go.
So that's
Brutus. Right.
That's what they're saying. All of a sudden now, that's what they're saying, that they did this because of what happened with Kathy Griffin and the publicity she got. Now they can't keep up with ticket sales to this park play of Julius Caesar.
We're going.
It's Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah.
That's huge every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's crazy.
It's also New York, which is which would be a safer place, let's just say, than Billings, Montana.
Right.
Such a thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'd go.
Just really?
Listen.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
I don't know. Go ahead.
Now, let's say, same kind of situation,
right.
But it's in Alabama. And it's a Barack Obama.
It's been done.
It has?
Oh, sure.
Listen.
I looked this up. It hasn't been done.
Maybe not in a production.
Oh, no. That's the thing. It's got to be a ticketed event, right? Yeah. But you would go see the Trump play. Would you go see the Barack Obama version in Alabama?
Yep.
And what do you think the difference would be in the backlash of shit that would go on? Compare them one to the other.
I don't know. I mean, this is the first I've heard of this.
Because you know they did the same thing with George Bush, right?
Well, they do a lot of things with a lot of presidents.
Right.
But they didn't
with Barack.
No matter what they do to Donald Trump, he's still an asshole.
Right.
You can't change an asshole. So whether they...
I'm not saying I support him. Off,
throw him, on the ground or in a play, he's still an asshole.
Right.
And so when you are an asshole and people are making fun of you, typically, you deserve it. When you look at a man like Barack Obama, who is a completely different caliber of person,
right.
This is an intelligent person, someone who ran this country for 8 years and did a hell of a job
but
at it.
But that's not the point.
What you I'm are saying, fake news.
Let me exactly.
That was so perfect.
Let me get to my point. If they decide to do something like that in Alabama, and where they have a play, and where they're portraying a former president of the United States as being beheaded or whatever it is that they want to do,
right.
We can't stop them from doing that if they want to consider that to be art,
right.
If that's their artistic expression. No one can stop you, but there's a difference in the caliber of person that you're choosing to do that to. And these are two completely different men.
He's right. They did it to George Bush in that movie W. They assassinated him.
Right.
Sure. So just so you guys know, I knew I saw something about this. In 2012, Delta sponsored the Guthrie Theater's season, that season.
Right.
And in 2012, the Guthrie did Julius Caesar with an Obama in the same way that they're doing it in Shakespeare in the Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure.
And did Delta stay in on that?
Delta sponsored it and sponsored the entire season.
Well, get this, because Delta and, God damn it, I can't remember who the other one is. They pulled out of this whole, the Trump version of Julius Caesar. But they stayed in on the Barack Obama one?
Yeah. I mean, if you're Delta and you have to deal with someone as corrupt as Donald Trump, I'd pull out too. I'm surprised his mom didn't pull out.
Very poor job.
we all could have wished for something.
I just wouldn't want to see anything in Alabama. Alabama's just a really scary place. Yeah. I mean, I drove through it, you guys saw when I went to New Orleans and all the videos I had as I was driving through with my friend Suzanne, and I have to say, that's one scary fucking place for a Jew.
Let me tell you,
if you're not white and Christian and straight, I can't imagine it'd be having anything for anybody, and that's not me being...
Except for the old lady in the bathroom who told me that she loved the Jewish people.
Yeah. She just told you that?
You better be careful.
No, she was in the stall next to me, this old lady. She was in the stall. And this was actually in Mississippi when we got to Mississippi.
Oh,
so
dear
when I went,
God.
When I said that I was going to New Orleans for Mardi Gras, she was like, oh, you don't want to go there. The devil, they just nab you. They just grab you. And I said, well, I'm a Jew. I think I'm going to be fine. I've got on my side, you know, no middleman. She's like, oh, we love the Jewish people down here. I'm like, I'm very happy.
Yeah, that's good. Honey, we haven't burned a synagogue in 12, 13 years.
That's it. We stopped that a decade ago.
Yeah.
Our phone number is actually from Alabama.
Is it really?
The show's phone number.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a funny story. I decided that I needed to have a phone number for the show so that people can call, and I didn't want to give out my personal phone number.
Smart.
So I went to AT&T, and I said, can I add a line? But the name, the phone has to spell Gay Talk.
Right.
So the last seven numbers has to spell Gay Talk. So he started looking. He looked in every prefix, New York, California, most of the big places, smaller places, and finally found it in fucking Alabama.
Hey.
So we have an LGBT show with an Alabama phone number.
That's beautiful.
Jesus, that's great.
So it is, you know, if you're looking to call Gay Talk and have a chat with us, it's 334 Gay Talk.
From Alabama.
Right. From Alabama.
Birmingham.
Yes.
Good Lord.
That's great.
So I just want to correct myself because I was wrong. So Delta, I'm sorry. Delta Airlines announced that they were pulling their sponsorship, their four-year-old sponsorship from the public theater because of the Trump, Julius Caesar. But in 2012, when the Guthrie did it, they gave them between $100,000 and $250,000 in sponsorships.
Wow.
So it wasn't for the whole season. So, it was just a specific amount.
Yeah.
But still, that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, well, no, it's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Because they stayed on for the Barack Obama version,
right?
Yeah.
But they're pulling out for the Trump version.
But you're
kind of smack in the mouth
again,
a little bit.
Yeah.
A person like Barack Obama knows that this is satire. He knows that he can rub the shit off his shoulders and just keep
completely
it
disrespectful. I don't care what he thinks.
It's disrespectful.
Whether it's disrespectful or not,
disrespecting.
There's a lot of things that were disrespectful throughout his entire presidency.
I agree.
Let it go. He never addressed any of it.
I agree.
You don't have that type of person in the White House. Are you kidding me?
You have a child.
No sooner than we have a freaking public hearing in the Senate, the man waits not even 20 minutes and goes on Twitter and just loses it.
And it's over everything. It's not just issues that are pertaining to him. It's just everything mm-hmm. and it's...
I don't care.
You've got a child. He's a petulant child, and you know it's like I don't really know what you want me to say, like to defend. You know, it was like satire. I already told you. I didn't think the Catholic everything was particularly funny. That was my thing as a comedian,
right?
But he does not make it any easier for these things to not pop up if he shut the fuck up and logged off his Twitter. And just shut up, just for like a week.
I actually think it's a great thing to have that kind of connection with everybody on Twitter as a president. I didn't say I approve of what he does with it, But I think it's a cool thing to have.
Yeah, you could have that interaction where it could have been somebody like positive doing that. You could have had a Sanders who could have been talking to the people like constantly, like he does through most of his social medias, where it's actually things that are important and not name calling and not sad and not losers and not. Thank you. Exactly, sir.
Just, you know, it's again, it's the type of caliber of person that you have controlling the narrative. And exposing people to things that are not normal.
Right.
His behavior is not normal, period.
No.
Well, you knew that going into it, though.
The alt-right movement, how it's picked up, is not normal, and it doesn't happen without it.
I still can't believe he won.
Well,
he did.
It's been a while.
Honestly,
now.
I still can't believe that he won.
I
really can't.
And you're not gonna. I mean, and like I said, I don't support the guy, but there's a lot of stuff that like they hate his guts. They do. So every little thing, they're going to blow it out of proportion.
And they're doing that because of his reaction.
His reaction is
driving that narrative.
He provides the reason.
He provides a lot of ammo. His hands are not clean. He provides a ton of ammo for this kind of thing, where Barack Obama's like, hey, you know, it'd be really great, healthcare. He's trying to take our guns, Muslim.
Hold on a minute. I like Obama, but I mean, come on. You don't think he was corrupt? Give me a break.
I think there's...
When you get to that level, there's corruption, period.
I don't think
I'm going to drain a swamp and make an oil man as your environmental protection agency head.
No, you give Iran a bunch of money.
Or the CEO of Iraq. Exxon.
Or Saudi Arabia.
That's what I'm saying. You're corrupt.
It's not corrupt.
It is corrupt.
It's a
corruption,
contract.
I think corruption is too harsh of a word for it. It depends on each individual politician.
Right.
To say get corruption right on in general, it's not corruption. Are there presidents, senators, congressmen who have been in there for direct personal gain? Absolutely. That is a form of
You don't think
corruption.
Every one of them have?
However, when you... No, I don't think every one
no,
of them
I don't
have.
Even, I don't
actually
even.
Have met some honest politicians in my life. And although after finding out that people can get into everything I've searched on my phone or done on my phone, I'm not going to run for political office anymore.
Right.
But I have encountered, through my aspirations to be involved in politics, many honest politicians. And I think that it's a case-by-case, person-by-person. And
I'm going to run for politics one day.
You should run for your life. Get the hell out of here.
What are you going to run
He's
for?
He's going to run for politics.
Yeah, for politics.
What does that even mean?
Words of wisdom.
Schmo for politics.
Yeah, I want to run for president.
Schmo did
You're
going
to run for president.
Yes.
For politics.
Well, why not? Why can't I do it?
Well, there goes the education system. You think it's bad now? Wait.
Are you kidding? I'd vote you tomorrow.
I just want to see like a commercial, like a campaign commercial for Schmo. Have him like slow motion running towards the White House.
With a skull necklace.
Stopping on the side of the street, right.
Stopping on the lawn because he has to go.
Carrying my bucket and stepped up on the side.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
He'll be on the South Lawn planting roses.
You know what, though? I mean, seriously, like, if you think about it, Trump won. I mean, maybe Schmo would win.
My roommate said, this is what happens when parents tell their kids, anyone can be president.
Yeah. It's a truth.
So, you know, to your point, you know, yeah, he's in there, and he really controls his narrative by just saying crazy stuff. And this is not
and
normal.
Declaring things fake and saying everyone else is lying but him. And it does.
But what happens when you got stuff coming out where he isn't lying? That these people are trying to bury him.
I guess the biggest issue with that is he's lied so much through the entire process
there's
no way to discern what is not a lie from him and what is truth.
I mean,
we have to take it upon ourselves to make an educated decision as to who's coming up with the right thing.
There's no way you could possibly. I mean, we're all pretty intelligent.
And you said earlier that all politicians are
corrupt.
Corrupt.
I believe
here's the thing, though. Can I get
tally it up?
Yeah.
The thing is that we, as a society, what we don't see doesn't kill us.
Right.
Doesn't bother us.
I agree with
you. And for the most part, a lot of people work very hard at concealing what it is that they don't want the public to do.
Right.
This man goes on television and says he's going to shoot someone on Fifth Ave and probably get away with it.
Right.
He throws it out there.
Yeah, but he's just – but everybody takes it so seriously. And oh, my God.
All the Mexicans coming in to rapists.
Okay, when was the last time you had a president of the United States of America go on national television and say they were going to shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and most likely get away with it?
Right.
None of them because they weren't dumb.
We've had many politicians, and although corrupt, even the most corrupt of all presidents, when you look at Nixon, he got impeached.
Right.
This man still had integrity to be able to talk to people with respect.
Right.
I still think he's one of our greatest presidents, despite that whole scandal.
Nixon?
Yeah. And I'm I'm a Democrat. I mean, diehard Democrat, but I would still say Nixon is among, through the Watergate scandal, still one of our best. You have a jackass like this who comes out there and makes statements that
are so absurd. He's not a politician. That's the thing.
But
he's
then
not.
He should not be there.
Then he should, right, you know what?
This is what everybody wanted, though.
No,
everybody didn't want it.
That's what
Hillary
wanted.
Is what happened.
That's
everybody
true.
Didn't
they
want
wanted.
Hillary.
That's what I didn't want. No, not you.
Most people just didn't want Hillary.
If you're like stabbing at Tom.
Look at the Senate hearings, and then you have to decide something. Is the guy who served under three presidents, Bush, Obama, and Trump before he got fired, two different parties, is he the one lying or the one who kept saying for years that he had proof that Barack Obama was born in Kenya?
Okay, exactly. Wait. Now I got one for you. So, all right, that being said, how come if the Russians were involved in the whole thing with the election, how come the guys that were running the country at the time didn't stop it?
Well, the investigation started in July.
Doesn't matter. I'm saying before that.
It started in July.
They also mentened that the Russians also had something to do with previous elections. So knowing this,
but
how come
that
Obama...
That hasn't been corroborated, though. But I will tell you that the investigation into Russia started in July of last year.
Right.
And obviously you have a president, an outgoing president, right?
Right.
You have a new president coming in, and all the scandal starts dropping, shit is going down, information is coming out, and it takes forever.
They knew
anything
on,
that's
Tom.
Classified.
They knew about it.
To
they
get
knew,
out into the public
but they
eye.
Knew about it.
So when you go ahead.
No, well, the most important thing you just said is you have a president that's on his way out. Lame duck is such, it's a term we all know. It's because he's basically powerless for the last 6 months of his presidency and can't get things moving through anything at that point because they know he's not coming back.
Uh-huh. And furthermore, it's not the responsibility of the president to ensure that an investigation is followed through. That falls on the Department of Justice.
Right. Which
he really has no say. As you can see right now, the issue that we're having with President Trump is the fact that he thinks he can go directly to Comey.
That's the first
you just
time.
Called him president on
time.
Our show.
Well, he's a president.
I know, but I've never...
He's not my president. Hashtag never will be my president.
I know.
President.
I've he is never president. Heard you call him president.
You know, that's the whole reason why I brought this up, right?
So,
you know how I stab you sometimes on Facebook?
Yeah, he stabs me all the time.
I just don't like how he's holding like the cords like it's a noose right now.
Yeah, I'm going to choke him. No, but the thing is that, it's you like know, you have right. this individual that's in the White House, and he... is going literally directly to the highest person at the FBI and asking of him to do something, which he shouldn't be doing. There's protocol.
But you don't know if he did, though.
The FBI,
his word against the other one's word.
He said it himself.
Who, Trump said he never did.
No control of what he says. He just lets it all out. He even admitted himself that he literally fired the man because he refused to drop the Russian investigation. This came out of his own mouth.
I don't know about that. Wait, you know what? You know, here's the thing.
What would Spicer say? No, these are your words. Right. Yeah. I'm using your words.
Alternative facts.
I think, you know how this whole thing with he fired him because of the Russian investigation? Mm-hmm. I don't think it had anything to do with the Russians doing anything with the election. I think it had to do with that dossier that came out. That's why he got fired.
I cannot wait until they keep corroborating more stuff on that dossier. Because if I find out that he's into water sports, he will immediately become my favorite
water
person.
Sports.
Wait, is a dossier something like you wear when you go in the pool?
Yeah.
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 Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little fluffy, like a doily for big.
Doily.
Great minds, brother.
It keeps the pool sliding around on your plate.
To our listeners, the day that dossier gets revealed, I have to warn you, you're in for a long show.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's already been corroborated.
You're in for a long show.
I got you.
No, thanks.
I mean, there's certain stories on that dossier which was released by that ex MI6 agent in Britain that claims that he had sexual parties with underage girls and that he liked to get peed on.
Sure, I could see that.
I could totally see it.
I could.
Can you really? Seriously?
Sure. Yeah.
You'd be surprised what people are capable of.
And I'm not here to get excited.
You're asking someone from the gay community that has seen a lot of crazy sex shit.
Yeah. Right.
So Trump likes to get peed on.
You think someone would do that? Of course they would.
It's not about kink shaming. It's more about the people that you've affiliated with.
Who just said kink shaming? Did Schmo say kink shaming?
No, I did.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought he said it first, and then you replied.
He said Trump likes to get peed on?
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we don't know that
allegedly.
Yet.
Stallone likes women to sit
he's auditioning for R. Kelly through video.
Shit.
Chris, yes.
Talk about a porn tape that everybody's going to want to see.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to see that.
That would totally
you heard
Trump
about
Anderson
that Stallone,
Cooper.
Right?
I mean,
We'd have a screening.
Sylvester Stallone, he likes the girls to sit on a table and shit on a glass table. He lays underneath and watches.
Oh, stop.
That's
it.
A little bit on the BDSM side.
No, I swear to God, I heard about that.
Who told you that?
I heard it on the radio.
What radio?
I heard it on, and they did an interview with him. And then
they did an interview with him where he admitted it?
Well, then
get the fuck out of here.
I tell you, I know what I heard.
You're full of shit.
No, I wasn't.
You're the one that likes somebody shitting on a glass table and watching it.
I don't like that. It's disgusting.
Do you know what he was yelling while he was doing it?
Now what?
He looked down and said, Belgian chocolate.
Come
it's
on.
Not over.
I'm serious.
It's not over.
Where did you hear this? On what show?
It was on MMR.
MMR.
Yeah, years ago.
I'm sure morning that show. That was...
It was the morning... So it was the morning zoo show?
Well, it was Barsky's show in the morning.
Barsky. Well, then it must be true.
It was true.
Right. Where's he at now?
He used to pay Heidi Fleiss's girls. To shit on a table. What I swear to God.
Amy, you have something to say.
Wasn't Heidi Fleiss the one with
the
little black book?
Charlie Sheen scandal and stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah, why don't look it up, and I guarantee I'm right. Mm-hmm. And then you're going
to
say, hey, Schmel, I'm sorry.
I hate to do this to your
friend. You were right again.
Wait, we're going to have Chris look it up.
Let him look it up. I don't care.
What is that called? Shitting on a table?
I don't know. Look up Sloan's shit.
It's a Pittsburgh platter.
A Pittsburgh platter.
Oh, my God. That's Nick's job for the terms.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right, so we got
a new site. Check it out on unicornbooty.com.
Yeah, hold on.
Unicornbooty.com.
Unicornbooty.com. No, oh so God. When we just while he's looking that up,
right,
I'll tell you something really quick. So when we do stuff for our show, we go on several websites or look for several sources of information. And I found a story. And when I went to look for several sources of information, I found the corroboration on the story at a website called unicornbooty.com.
Right. So what was the story?
Well, we were talking about what were we talking about?
I don't know. You found it was the show that I wasn't on.
I know it had to do with something that happened in the LGBT community. Actually, we have our show notes right here. I'll tell you. But anyway, what I was trying to tell you was that we found the name to be so funny,
right?
That instead of going with like a better known source like CNN or ABC,
right?
I was like, you know what? I'm going to source it and I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it that. I got it from unicornbooty.com, which I did. But it's amazing because it's funny to just say it. And basically, what they had ended up putting on unicornbooty.com is that gays for Trump were denied entry into the Charlotte, North Carolina LGBT march
that happened
in July. So when we do our research, we put it in Google, and here comes up all these articles, and we read through them all, and then decide which one we're going to, you know, assimilate that information from it and report on.
Right.
And so I just found out that Unicorn Booty is a shit. I love it.
So, unicornbooty.com.
Yeah, you just can't stop saying it.
You can't. It has a really amazing ring to it.
I like saying Squatty Potty.
Yes!
Squatty Potty's great.
But you know what? We don't have the travel one, and none of these guys brought theirs. So we had to like dump the garbage can on its side in the bathroom and like prop our legs up on it. So
you actually have the Squatty Potty?
Oh, we all do. Yeah, I'm like their biggest fan. Yeah. I got one for him.
Does it work?
Yeah. It is amazing.
We have the CEO
you will
on
never
show.
Shit the same again.
You shit in like two. It's like potty? Seconds and you're done, and it's clean. And
I
you're.
I can't wait to get one.
Oh, it's the best.
No straining, but why couldn't you?
What are you gonna do? Put it out back?
Well, of course.
People over for a barbecue, and you're gonna be like, "Don't sit on that."
Yeah. Okay.
But all joking aside,
his kids water a slide.
All joking aside, he goes out back and he squats
right
to shit in a hole.
Yes,
that's exactly what you're doing when you sit on the squatty potty.
Please don't give him
that's
any
the
verification.
Whole concept that naturally
see what Chris is doing. It's not something you sit on. It's a stool you put your feet on.
You put your feet on, correct. So your knees are more up toward chest level.
Yeah.
And apparently that's more an easier transition of
that's the natural way of human squatting to take it down.
Jim?
5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Instead of sitting there and grunting and...
I don't grunt.
Your feet. So, well, I do.
Anyway, if you guys want to take our word for it and get a squatty potty, and I encourage that you do, go to gaytalk20.com, click on our squatty potty banner that we have on our website, and you can get free shipping on any orders over $20.
And as soon as I get it, I'm going to have my picture taken on it, and I'm going to send it to these guys.
As long as you're clothed.
All right, so let's go to Chris real quick with his... Okay. I take it you have the information.
Well, it's not confirmed nor denied because, but I mean, the story that Schmo said actually
It's fairly accurate.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
He has better sources than Trump.
I quit.
It wasn't necessarily a coffee table. It was more like plexiglass, but he liked to watch that while touching himself underneath.
Thank you.
Oh, how did he even start that?
I don't know. Oh. Right, like, where did your dad... yeah.
What the fuck happened to him?
All I can... Yo, the other... So, the total sidebar, someone else who was rumored to have this alleged fetish as well.
Right.
Danny Thomas.
Mm. Danny Thomas.
Danny Thomas is one
of
the... Yeah.
So I
the guy from Wendy's?
No.
Dave Thomas.
So we used to take my... I was a cocktail waitress in Atlantic City years ago and worked with a male cocktail server who was gay. Every time we used to tell him, it was called Disneyland, we were taking him to the adult bookstore. And come on, it's Oscar, it's time to go to Disneyland. And he'd get all excited and we'd go and he wanted to watch... We'd say, you watch whatever you want. He always wanted to watch... people being given enemas. That's all he ever wanted to see was people shitting. Like, people defecating was his thing.
When you first posed
that round table question, my stomach turned a little because I remembered Oscar just being so enthralled by, and I'm like, change that fucking channel, Oscar, get that shit off. And that's what he kept going back to. He couldn't stand to see anything to do with a woman unless she was being administered an enema.
Did you ever go to the hospital and get a lower GI?
No.
I guess it's safe to say.
And they fill your belly full of barium, and then they fill, then they drain it, and they fill it full of air, and you have to hold it while they take pictures, and then they say, go ahead and go. You have to go to the bathroom, because... And it just explodes all over the floor, all over the table.
Have you done this?
All over my back. It was everywhere.
All over my back.
That hair on it that the shit probably stuck to?
It was everywhere. I was slipping in it. It was disgusting.
Oh, for the love of Christ.
Oh, my God. It was... And she's
you
like,
are the most vile human being I have ever met.
I guess it's safe to say the shit happens.
Do you know what she said?
It happens.
She got mad at me and was like, you really couldn't have made it to the toilet. I'm like, oh, here comes an
oh my God.
If you guys can see Chris Hayes' face right now, this is fucking amazing. That is the face of just absolute disgust.
There's that part of me because I have a friend of mine who's an EMT listening right now. My mother was a nurse, and I'm like, they would have, I could just. It makes me appreciate the horrible job that they have right now even more.
Yeah, we'd like to thank all the nurses.
Yeah, not for nothing. Oh, and not for the record, and for the orderlies who had to clean up.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, it was everywhere.
Yeah, you've.
Thanks.
I'm sure those guys no longer fear hell.
Yeah.
By the way, just for the record, that face of disgust comes from at least one of us every week, George Schmo.
Yeah.
At least one of us.
It's when they crawled across.
Especially
the table.
When they look at the finger.
That way.
Which has gotten better, baby. Look, Tom. Look how good
it's
looks.
It's not getting better.
It'll get better when you chop it
off. It's got a little better.
It's got a little.
What are you doing? Get some biotin.
Did you tell? Real quick. I know we got to go, but did you tell? Do they know what you do to your kids with that finger?
Oh, we heard. He scrapes it out and puts it in their mouth.
Yeah.
No.
That's what we learned. That Mimi did not have
Trish's
a gag
face.
Reflex.
Okay.
Or did have a gag reflex because that woman nearly hurled halfway across the
room. Let me tell you.
If you were at my house and you fell asleep.
It's not adobo. You can't fucking season shit with it.
Thank you.
Get your finger fixed.
So listen, hey. I hear your show. And when I heard that, I was gagging at home. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't listen to this. I swear I had to 30 seconds ahead.
Tommy, it's like the Tonys. They're playing the music. You're not Bette Midler. You can't tell them to shut the fuck up.
Oh, that's his girl down there.
I love Bette.
Shut up.
Hey, I'm getting a text from Ray. Ray.
Hey, Ray.
He says, tell the gay talk guys I said hi. Where's the funny one that floated in a boat and got laid? The one that's on his third asshole.
He actually just sent me a video message. Let's hear what it says.
Who's this, Paul?
Yeah.
All right.
It might just be a false alarm with the alarm system, but there's a fire truck there and everyone's standing outside.
That's it.
Well, that wasn't fun.
By the way, me and Ray are going to be doing a show next week. We start.
I'm excited about that.
It's called The Bullpen. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, baby. You are a bull.
I am. All right, everybody.
Once again, he's playing us off.
I know. Jim's like, I got to get out of here.
Come on, Bette. Let's go, Bette.
You're listening to the Idiots Radio Show, only on Wildfire Radio. You can get us every Monday night at 6:30. And you can get us on the Wildfire app by downloading it from the App Store or on Google Play. You can also get us on the Wildfire, on wildfire.com and on our website, theidiotspodcast.com. We are on every Monday night live at 6:30 p.m. And get us on iTunes. All 479 episodes.
That's the funniest number ever.
I blew that off, by the way. I don't know if you could tell.
Yeah, I don't.
All right, we blew right over.
Oh, no, that was
earlier in the show.
Wise.
All right, so let's go. We have a lot to go through and give everybody give their information. Go, Mimi.
You can find me on Facebook, Mimi Fox Uncensored, and on Twitter under Mimi Fox, and soon to be creating the Chick Doc somewhere.
Chick Doc.
I like that. You can find Drinks with Jess podcast and the Dating Pool podcast both on iTunes, Mixcloud. You can go to my website, dwjphl.com, for all social media links, and also the datingpoolpodcast.com for those.
Gay Talk's available at Facebook, Gay Talk 2.0, Instagram, Gay Talk 2.0, Nick announces. Facebook, Gay Talk 2.0, Instagram, Gay Talk 2.0, Twitter, at Gay Talk 20. You can email us at gaytalk2.0@gmail.com.
Or for more information, just visit our website, www.gaytalk20.com.
We want to thank all you guys for coming in. It was awesome. Awesome show.
Oh, it was really. a fun time.
Yeah, that's great.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, anytime. Thank you for bringing the wine, Jess. We appreciate that.
I was just sitting here. I remained. I just shook my head. That's it.
Yes, we need to go down there next. You could find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat under Schmo the Intern, and on Facebook under Lorenzo Schmo the Intern.
Chris?
Don't say it.
Dintern.
There you go.
Intern.
You never put the apostrophe. It's actually Dintern.
You can find, I'll do Drea's, I guess. You can find Drea Richard on Twitter under, at Philly Salon. You can also find her on Instagram and on Facebook.
Is she on the fishy thing?
Drea Richard.
On Facebook, yeah. And Transition Diaries if you want to get in touch with her directly.
That's awesome. Chris Hayes. Do you have anything coming up?
No.
No.
Go ahead.
I am a sad, sad man who can be found on Facebook at comedian Chris Hayes, comic Chris Hayes on Twitter, and you can find me caught beneath a landslide and a champagne supernova in the sky. That's pretty much what.
Andy, we got July 23rd. We will be performing live at Tattooed Moms for the Podfest.
There we go, everybody.
Yes.
There you go. Come to Tattooed Moms July 23rd and meet us if you haven't met us.
If you haven't.
And we will be live for PodFest
we'll Tattooed Moms. The time is still
I'll make sure I bring my bong.
Should I wear
PodFest.
Should I wear my Budweiser outfit?
You can wear whatever. No.
It's a cool place to do it. I was in PodFest.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, it was cool. Great.
I'm going to get you a romper.
A romper.
Dear God, yes.
I will wear it.
Oh, no doubt. You can get the Idiots on. Listen to me. You can get the Idiots on Facebook under the Idiots. You can get us on Twitter at the Idiots at the Idiots Radio. What the fuck tonight?
It's the wine.
Oh,
it's
my
wine.
God.
Didn't you just give the whole
It's
thing?
Cursed.
Did I? For us?
Jesus
for our show?
Christ, I think
you
so.
Kind of
oh
did.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
I think I had an aneurysm earlier. I'm Andy Julia. I'm your host, and I'm an asshole tonight. I don't know what the fuck's going on. You can get me on Twitter under Andy Julia. You can get me on Facebook. Did I do this too?
Yeah.
Shut up. You can get me on Facebook. I'm back
now
on Facebook. Andy Julia. Just go to our pages. Fuck. You, if you're listening, you've listened all this time. And you can find all the our shit there. Thank you, everybody. Have a good week. See you next Monday, 6:30. We have the canker sores coming on next week.
Not to be confused with
canker sores.
Wait,
trust
Billy
me.
Strange is coming back?
Trust me, canker sores are coming on next week. They're calling in. It's going to be a fun show.
Like a dinosaur?
Shut up. Yeah, it's like a dinosaur. It's a dickosaurus. All right, everybody. Have a great week. We will see you next week. Thank you guys for coming. We love you.
Bye.